All right, everybody, welcome to the Culture Clash podcast, the most diverse podcast. My name is Pierce, and I'm joined by.
I'm joined by, or he's joined by, Darian. That's me.
And what's up, guys? I'm Shabam.
All right. So, right off the bat, how have y'all been?
I've been all right, you know, just summer, you know, but I got school.
Fucking school working. And shit.
I had to.
Yeah,
my
it
job.
Sucks. Yeah.
School now. So that sucks. But
basically, like, my whole summer's been wasted.
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah, I feel like we've all just been focusing on school.
I haven't done too much this summer.
Yeah, it sucks.
I thought I was trying to have a hot boy summer, but.
Whew. Yeah, me neither. I just sleep, go to school, play Xbox.
Yeah, I'm kind of a nerd.
Like, man.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I'm trying to go to the beach sometime soon because the weather's been nice. That's hot as fuck down here. Wait, can I cut?
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
I don't know if I
can cuss all you want, bro.
But all right. Oh, I'm sorry.
So anyways, have y'all seen like the tweets and shit or like that Facebook post of Area 51? Like Area 51
Yeah, that's
raid?
What's funny. I've been seeing it all over like Twitter, Instagram.
Will you be partaking?
In the rain? I'm thinking about it. It's on September 20th.
I already bought my tickets.
You bought tickets? Really? You should let me know.
Yeah, round trip.
Flew together. I was thinking about it, but if I don't know anyone there, then I don't want to go. I mean, I'm kind of shy. I don't want to have to meet new people, but I do want to see some aliens.
I want to see some alien titties. That's all I'm
that's,
going
I feel
for.
Like that's what a lot of people are going for. So you better make sure you get like the bad bitch aliens first before other people do. But yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking about going.
In all seriousness, though, guys, like this is a joke and all, but like, what if there actually is aliens in there? Like, we're like
Dude,
making this like no one's actually gonna
is.
Go, or at least if they do, they're gonna. Bro, yeah, there could be like we like that would be crazy,
I mean,
guys.
Not,
like,
what are they
there's
talking?
A 99. There's a 99% chance there are.
I'm saying like that. Then if they're if they, whenever the day comes, I bet there'll be like some people. I was just kidding, obviously. I'm not.
I want that Type 1 energy weapon.
Huh?
I want that Type 1 energy.
A type
sword.
1 energy. I'm trying to get a needler, Halo. But I feel like they're hiding some that it's a viral thing, so we might have to re-strategize.
Well, you saw the map of like who
yeah,
you're
but
gonna send in
we
first,
saw
right?
that, and the government saw it too. But if they're getting rid of, you're right. If they're getting rid of like the lower peoples, then it's okay.
Yeah. Basically, the people we want to get rid of
yeah,
first
it, like,
racist
yeah.
Trump supporters, homophobes, K-pop stans. I don't know who else really to
maybe,
add to that list.
I don't know. That's really like the worst people in America.
Yeah, have any of you noticed the K-pop stans on Twitter?
They're so like aggressive.
I know. Like literally. Literally any tweet that's like gone viral, there's gonna be probably like 15 comments of just K-pop videos.
Yeah. But I mean, like all stans in general, like stan culture is kind of just toxic. Because I mean, it's like great. It's,
yeah,
like,
that's
it's great
true.
To be a fan of an artist and like to support and love your like any like artist, but to do it to an extent where you're attacking others or bringing down other artists or like. Talking bad or about like other people's opinions, I don't think that's healthy. Like it's kind of toxic.
Yeah,
but no hate
yeah,
to anyone. That, like, I don't know. I don't hate anyone. But
yeah, if that's your thing, then
yeah, not...
go for it. But if you're hitting on other people,
if you're
then,
other people then
fuck you.
Then, yeah, it's just not okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that and plus, I think like standing isn't necessarily a good thing because like. Let's say you support an artist and you want them to make better music, right? But if anything that they
yeah.
drop, like it could be complete trash. And if you just like gas them up and be like, yeah, this
you
is great, and like everybody listens to it, they have no reason to improve, right? And like then I feel like the art behind it like goes away and you're just kind of supporting a person, like, just for the fact really of supporting true. Them.
Speaking of complete trash, 2019 has sucked for music.
I don't know, there's some good.
I mean, yeah, there's been decent stuff that's come out. But
I'm gonna look at my Apple Music real quick and see.
It's been a very mediocre.
It really has, I think. In terms of like these, like not even big artists. Or I'm mostly a rap fan, so I'm just thinking about like rap and R&B. Not even R&B as much. Mostly rap.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's not a lot of heavy hitting albums. I feel like this year, besides like Igor, which came out like a little while ago now. But I don't know. There's not been a lot of.
Yeah, Perfect 10 was good.
What was
Perfect 10 was a good album. I really liked that. That was a positive surprise.
Wait, what?
Perfect 10.
Oh yeah, the Mustard album. That was pretty good. Like, I mean, that
Roddy. Yeah, it was better song, than I expected.
I'm so surprised. I really slept on Roddy Ricch, but that song goes hard.
Yeah. I've been listening to Roddy Ricch.
Yeah,
to
I remember I really you like talking Roddy about Ricch. Him in the past, but I just never really. I never really like gave him a chance, and he's pretty good. So, I respect it. It was pretty. It was nice. And then, what else? Oh, this Dreamville album was pretty good too. It's a Cold World. I don't know. Music.
Oh, Shub. Shub. Huh. You like Kamala Harris, right? Whenever she like first announced that she'd be running for president.
Yeah, I mean,
but
I liked her, but
wait, I still haven't like really kept up with her. What has she done to like generate all the hate? Wasn't she like a cop or some shit? And she's like racist towards her own race.
Yeah, I'm not even exactly sure what the whole racism thing is, but like she's the attorney general or whatever of California, so like I guess she prosecutes people for all the crimes. I mean, she's definitely done some good stuff, but like she's obviously a politician, as are like most of the candidates, or like most likely all of them who are running. So I mean, I feel like they put on a facade, but they're all kind of like that. So you just have to pick whoever you feel would be the best fit, like taking into account that they are going to be
trying to get you to like to them.
Not deceive you, but yeah, just get you to like them however they can.
Who are you talking about? I didn't catch you.
Because I feel like Kamala Harris, that's probably how you say it. I heard she had a twerk video, though.
I'm going to look that up right now.
What the fuck?
Oh, she's light-skinned? Oh, is she?
But, yeah, I haven't really...
Yeah, she...
I have not really kept up with, like, the presidential... Or the... Yeah, the presidential race. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I watched the debates, but I mean, let me just say one thing. We all like Beto, right? But bro, he bombed those debates.
Yeah, or
like his debate, like the first one. I really did not like what he had to say.
I heard he's been lacking because he had a solid. Mm-hmm. He had a solid senator run. He had one of the God. I dead ass thought he was gonna win.
Senate
he had
race
a really
was crazy.
Good run
he almost
for senator.
Turned Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was within 2%, guys. 2%, like that's not a lot. Like, if just a few more people would have shown up,
if all the people
like,
that were saying
that could have changed
him, like, all
some stuff.
And stuff, and more of them would have actually went and voted.
Yeah,
and he probably could have won it.
Exactly.
So go
like,
out there and vote.
Even at on my campus, like my campus is like quote unquote, I guess conservative, even though it's not really. It's actually pretty diverse. But yeah, I saw so many Beto supporters online, just like everywhere. More than I rarely saw anybody that would like at least publicly support Ted Cruz.
They support
maybe like
him
one or two, but
they go home and
think yeah.
Ted Cruz.
I feel like college campuses, like even A&M, like they definitely all trend liberal. I guess A&M just might be like more conservative for like a college campus, but I feel like overall the majority
yeah,
of
definitely
college
overall.
Students are liberal in general.
Yeah. Because young people are just progressive in general.
Yeah, our generation, mm-hmm. What are we, Gen Zs?
I don't even know.
I think so.
I think we're Gen Z, because we're not millennials. We're too young to be millennials, I think.
Yeah, fuck millennials.
Nah, fuck baby boomers. But yeah, I like old people, never mind. I'll take that back too.
Yeah, some of them.
I mean, they kind of I'm not gonna talk shit about baby boomers. I like my grandma.
Yeah, no, and I think you have to take into account like all the things.
I don't even know.
Yeah, but like all the things people believe, like it may seem like we may agree or disagree with them, but like we have to like realize they grew up in like a whole different like environment with like different media and different like just like different ideas in general. Yeah. So I feel like it's kind of understandable they would believe something that's not exactly the same as how we think.
Of your environment. It's like nurture versus nature. And I feel like nurture definitely plays a big part, you know.
I guess to a certain extent, though, because racist old people, like you have to have some common sense where you know racism is fucking retarded and wrong.
Yeah, yeah. And then like look, there's
racist that's true for sure.
Grandparents, their kids, or their grandchildren.
I mean, there's racist. Also racist. Yeah, there's also racist young people.
There is, but they're just
racism. Racism is just a disease.
Yeah, they're just not. They're just, I don't know, I can't even.
Racism. I mean, obviously none of us are racist, considering.
I don't know.
This is the most diverse podcast.
Oh, yeah, you're right. So how could we be racist?
Yeah.
Culture clash. What were we going to talk about? We were going to talk about, this is an important topic. Horniness on Twitter.
What? Oh yeah, Twitter is just
Twitter in general. Twitter is the...
When did Twitter become so horny?
Dude, I don't know. Like, I can literally
Let me look through my tweets. I remember one tweet I saw. Here, look. Let me just look at my recent retweets because I retweet the horny shit because everybody's horny.
Yeah, I don't know. Every
two tweets. Perfect example. I like the fatness of your pussy.
See, it's like simple to the point, but it's horny, and that's what gets attention. That's what goes viral.
Yeah, but when did that even like? Yeah, I guess they're like kind of like. What would the word be? Attention grab.
Yeah, I mean
that's one of the. It's one of the basic human emotions.
Yeah, sex sells. Who's not horny? So, like, you put it like, talking about pussy sells. In a tweet, people are going to like it. You talk about.
Yeah, that made me like it.
A prime example would be shout out to I Love Smoking Mid. Go follow him.
The horniest man on Twitter.
Yeah, look, he's talking about. If any girls want to cuddle under Josh's. Brand new blanket, DM him. It's rare he has clean bedding. How horny is he? Snug 3. That's one of his followers. Even they know he's a horny guy. But look, he has 156,000 followers for being horny on Twitter. It's crazy, like how much.
But when did the Twitter horniness even start?
I don't know. It wasn't like a year ago.
I feel like I just woke up one morning and thought, wow, Twitter's
horny. I feel like even like a few months ago, it wasn't this horny.
And people be horny on Twitter at like 6 a.m.
Oh, that's tweeting. I can understand that.
You hear Slusher 8 a.m. I can't even really remember what Twitter was. Just always been.
I don't know. It definitely wasn't as
fun. It's always been very extreme.
I don't know. Twitter's always growing and evolving. I love it. It's always just funny. If people use Twitter for like.
Yeah, I don't. I really can't see Twitter dying.
Like sad stuff. But like, there's so much funny shit on Twitter. Like, I just retweet so much stupid shit. It's just. I love it. Yeah, I don't know when it'll die. I'm like, I thought about that before. Like, I feel like it could last for so much longer because. It's just constant new content.
Yeah, it's super versatile. Yeah.
And it's just like so like, pretty much
so convenient.
It's pretty much texting, like but
texting to the entire world.
Like texting social media.
Yeah. It's pretty fucking cool.
right, guys, we still got to talk about Rocky.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on?
Is he still in jail in Sweden? Up
for no reason, I feel.
Yeah,
like.
He's still
having freedom.
Yeah, he is, and he like we've seen the videos, guys. Like he didn't yeah, do you know, much. He just defended himself. Those people were like following him, harassing girls.
Yeah,
you know.
That was kind of awesome.
Yeah, he pulled the WWE move.
Apparently, like the laws in Sweden are really fucked.
Yeah,
up
no,
for
I was
shit
like reading,
that.
And like yeah, like the legal system are like, it's just kind of messed up, is what I heard or what I read. Like I
was looking at Swedish legal system. The first thing that came up was, oh, never mind. I guess that's like a band or something. I saw Swedish House Mafia.
Swedish
I thought there's
House Mafia.
Mafia in Sweden or something.
No, isn't that a band or something?
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's a band. I totally forgot that was a band. It didn't click in my mind. Mafia. I thought it was like an actual... Yeah, I thought it was an actual mafia from Sweden. Like, what do they do? Throw Swedish meatballs at everybody?
Crazy.
No, I heard that
fucking riot idea,
people
bro.
Talking like... They're saying that in Sweden... Wait, I don't even know. Hold on. There's like a murderer. We get like no jail time, but then like Rocky's been in jail for like too long now.
I don't know what. I don't know what stories to believe though, because I heard the jails there are like hotels, but apparently for his situation, there's like
I heard that too.
He has like
know.
A really fucked up situation,
but
even
really
compared
done,
to
like,
America.
Really, I haven't done a lot of research about it. I just been like reading what people are saying, so that's probably not good sources.
Yeah, same. Yeah, because America's prison system that's fucked up beyond a. It's really fucked up, but apparently the like cell he was in is even worse. But it's just going off of something I saw on the internet. And I don't even know if it was a credible source.
The conditions of the facility are horrific. The petition reads. Oh, what petition?
Yeah, I saw that.
So, oh yeah, there was a petition to free him.
But I saw something else after that too, though.
Wait, what was
Yeah, there was like a statement. I don't know who it was from. It was like Rocky's, like, buddy on his team, but they were like, nah. I was like,
I can't.
It's not as bad as you're saying.
Jamal,
you know?
Your mic's glitching.
You sound like a fucking.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I love bro, it. Y'all are cutting out too a little bit. I guess let me turn maybe it's my Wi-Fi because it's kind of messed up in my room. Let me turn this off and see if it's out.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. You should keep on doing
it. Can y'all hear me still?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so maybe some of the viewers have, or I guess if the podcast wouldn't be viewers, be the listeners. All right,
I'm back now. Can
maybe
y'all
some
hear
of
me?
The listeners have a robot fetish.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, nice.
Yeah, but what the fuck is that petition going to do? Because
it's the
Swedish government.
All the
I don't
time,
think it'll do shit.
I mean, sometimes they'll like they'll get attention from like the higher up people. But I mean, it's not like a petition.
Oh, damn, I just looked at it.
I guess it'll raise awareness.
75,000 people signed it. I signed it as well, but I don't think it'll.
Whoa! I'm looking at really. Pictures of the cells in the Stockholm Detention Center, which is where he's being held. I don't know if these are actually pictures from it, but if they are, then it looks really nice. It looks like a dorm. It looks like
yeah,
a dorm
I know. Room. That's what I've heard. Yeah.
Yeah, they got a little bed.
Wait.
A little desk and a chair. That's literally a dorm room. There's a TV
Wait,
and all
what
these.
Is the detention center called?
Huh? Stockholm Detention Center.
What is it? Is that what Stockholm Syndrome came
no.
from? Did they, like, do a study there or something?
I don't think Stockholm Syndrome... I learned
that's
this,
for like,
but I don't remember where it came from. But yeah, it's like whenever you become like attached
like
to your
you,
like kidnapper, or
abuser,
like you fall in love
yeah.
with your kidnapper.
Yeah,
which is crazy stuff. But you do it yeah. to like to they do it. It's like a form of it's like to
escape,
survive,
I guess.
No, you want to
yeah,
keep
survival,
alive. So
survival
you do
tactic.
You have, but then you like they actually
yeah,
just like become. Like attached to the person, it's kind of weird.
So it's like crazy. An extension of human instinct, pretty much.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Human mind's crazy.
I don't know where
I wish I could.
From, though.
I wish I could minor in psychology or something.
Oh,
that,
I love
that's
majoring
like
in
such
psychology.
A cool field.
It's a lot of like,
yeah.
It's just I don't know. I love learning about it. So much.
I'd rather learn
stuff.
Cool shit like that than like how fucking stuff moves, how stuff. I don't know.
Hey, but at least you.
Engineering's boring.
At least he'll be an engineer.
Engineers
I mean,
make
hopefully.
Money.
Yeah.
My GPA doesn't make money.
Oh, no. Neither does mine right now. We can pull that up, though. I mean, we're just going to be sophomores.
Yeah.
Maybe it is from there. Oh, no, it was... Oh, that's right. It was, there's like a bank robbery in Stockholm, Sweden, though, which is where the prison is, I'm guessing. And I remember, the robbers held hostages. And the hostages, I don't remember, they start working with them or something like that. Something like that. Something crazy. But
I took a psychology class. The one thing I can remember is the Stanford Prison Experiment. I forgot what it was. Stanford
Prison Experiment. That sounds really familiar. I definitely learned about that.
Let me Google it. It's literally the one
thing. Something about like the wardens and the prisoners, right? And they...
Yeah.
I forget what happened. But yeah, I definitely...
Oh, it's about like the psychological effects of perceived power.
Oh, okay.
Oh, y'all talking about the Stanford Prison Experiment?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Oh, yeah. Like, I watched, you were in my psychology class, right?
Yeah. I watched something else on that, too, later. It was really weird. It was like... These people, like, weren't, like, prisoners or guards, right? And they just randomly assigned, like, guards and prisoners. Yeah.
And they took on the roles, like, and it's crazy.
Yeah, people were going crazy. Like, people were fighting. People, like, they felt like they were really in prison. Like, I guess
have you ever heard of the
crazy
Tuskegee syphilis experiment?
No.
It's like that was really crazy. It's like they basically, like, gave a bunch of black guys syphilis. To like test
that's fucked
it.
Up.
It's pretty.
Wait,
it's pretty
what
bad.
Year was this?
It was like probably like the '40s. Let me see.
Oh yeah, that definitely makes sense.
The '30s to '70s. Wow. Okay, 70s. Yeah,
'70. Wow. I mean, if it started in the '30s, though, that definitely makes sense.
Yeah, 600 poor African American sharecroppers. 400 of them previously had syphilis, and 200 didn't have the disease. But I think they gave them syphilis just to try to find a cure for it, basically, or find a treatment for it. And then a lot of them just died from syphilis and, like, were, like, infected with it. And it's just sad. Because like, they just, like, I don't know. Sad, really... man. America. Crazy.
That's so inhumane.
Yeah, it is. But I don't know. I wonder, what if there's stuff happening like that now? Like, nowadays, we just don't know about it. That's why we need to raid Area 51.
Probably.
Yeah, like, low-key, the government's doing some crazy shit. Like, the NSA, bro, we would have never thought about anything like that until Edward Snowden or whatever.
Dude, we have no idea what the government is doing right now.
Yeah, they have like, so much secret
I'm pretty sure
stuff
the government, like, created LSD or something, too, to, like, try to mind-control people.
But the crazy
somewhere,
thing
I don't know
is,
if that's true.
The crazy thing is, I heard, like, that expanded people's minds. Like, it helped them. Like, they fucked up, bro. Yeah, it helped them, like, realize more, not less.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, speaking of
crazy,
that,
I
need to have my LSD experience soon. it's not something
this is
that
not
I'm
Joe Rogan, bro.
Do. Yeah, we're going into Joe Rogan. But anyways... It's something that I want to experience at least once in my life.
I don't know if I
just
because
I feel
that.
Like it'd be such an eye-opening experience.
But it definitely is. It's like life-changing. I don't think I'm ready for that. I know I'm not ready for that. So, maybe some point. Because it's like a big deal, I feel like. Maybe
I've done so much research on it that I think that I could handle it.
I don't think I could mess with like psychedelic stuff.
I feel like
I know
research,
how to put
though,
myself
like...
in a good mind space.
Yeah, you would have to be in a really good mindset because those I've heard like those trips can get out of control like really fast.
Oh yeah, I mean I know people that pop acid like, push every weekend and I don't know some of them are fucked up in the head, but
yeah, at that point it's not good for you.
Every
that's
weekend,
like,
that's not
yeah,
opening
that's
your
crazy.
Mind anymore. That's
you need to like.
Yeah,
that you can even be addicted to LSD.
Yeah,
it's not even addicted. I don't even know why. I guess they just want to be fucked up that bad.
I don't know, but acid is not like a fun drug. I feel like to get fucked up on like that's just an experience, but it's not like euphoric. Like I don't see why.
Yeah,
it's people. I think it would be euphoric. I mean,
well, it can't. you have to put yourself in nature. Like, if I was stuck inside somebody's house the whole time, I would not have fun. But if I could go, like, walk around,
that'd be cool. Imagine being like a big valley with flowers and the sun shining. That just sounds amazing.
That'd be
a,
yeah, like, that would be amazing. Nature.
That'd be a good trip. But I don't know. I don't think I could do it anytime soon. But I'm not. I wouldn't say. But I'd never do it. I don't know.
Yeah, it's. I don't know. I feel like I would know when the time is right, and as long as I trust the people that I'm with.
Yeah, you definitely have to be people, around good
there's
people.
Some people I know that I would, I wouldn't even smoke a blunt around them.
Dude, yes, yes, yes. There's some people I would never trip with. Like, they would just, like, I know instantly I would have a bad trip. Yeah, smoking a blunt even, I wouldn't want to. There's just some people that really just.
The funny thing is, I know exactly who you're talking about. I think.
He might. Yeah, he might.
That's what I was scared of on this podcast. I was scared I would just talk shit about so many people, but I have to watch myself because this is going to be... This basically what this is. It's just publicizing our normal conversation. Problem is, our normal conversations, they're filled with us talking shit about people.
Not all the time.
Just it's mainly just joking. Well, people do dumb shit that deserves.
I feel like we don't talk shit, but we do talk shit about people. I mean, obviously, everyone talks shit about.
But
people.
I think our talking shit is justified. Most of the people deserve it. Like, probably you can't be doing cringy shit and expect it to slide. You're gonna have shit talked about you.
Yeah, they should expect it. No, but we do talk about all kinds of stuff. Like, our conversation just, like, goes everywhere. Like, it just did right now. This past, like, 30 minutes, we just talked about so much random stuff.
Wow, we're 30 minutes in. That's crazy. I didn't think we'd get that far. You're that one girl from our high school who, like, what did she say? I don't even care about.
Yeah, the
I mean, we won't say that. We won't say the name, but we can say the comments because I think everybody can agree.
I will tell her. This is just sad. This like, it's a. They said, "I think Pride Month is beautiful. People coming out and being their true self. The LGBTQ community. This isn't the bad part, guys. Hold on.
It's like all like regular shit.
The LGBTQ community is not the only discriminated towards though. People who are straight are discriminated.
Huh?
People who are Caucasian.
Huh?
The Caucasian race is the most discriminated against today.
Wait, she said the most?
People believe in things called white privilege, which is a term that is made up.
It's a real thing.
But I'm
white. I know what white privilege is. I've experienced it myself.
I don't understand how someone could say and actually mean that. Like,
it's not something
this whole thing.
It's not, like, something that I want to experience, but I mean, I can't.
Caucasians are the
most. I can't control how my dice are rolled. But God. Wait, she said Caucasian are the most discriminated against?
Yeah, the most discrimination.
Does she live under a rock?
I think the only discrimination they get is colored people or people of color.
No, they just get them for being. They don't get any discrimination. They just get roasted for doing stupid shit.
Exactly. It's like, I don't know, man.
Like, I'm white. I do white people shit too, and I think it's cringy. But like, I don't think I'm getting discriminated. I know what I'm doing is. Stupid.
You're being white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes
I just want to act white. No. Yeah. No. I agree. Like, I don't think that Caucasians are, like, by any means the most discriminated against. But I also feel like people don't have to be, like, apologetic to be white. I mean, you should be, like, proud of your race.
No, that's not. I don't think that either. Like, there's no reason to be apologetic. But yeah. The difference between being apologetic and realizing the privilege that you have.
Yeah. Like, exactly.
And then the privilege, and then the discrimination that others face, and. Like, there's a difference between being apologetic and then just being, like, just accepting the facts. I don't know. Like,
yeah, exactly.
She's denying that she's saying people are just less discriminated against than white people, which is just not even true.
Just look at history. That doesn't make sense.
It reminds
me. Read a history book.
It reminds me of
There's
all
a thing
this.
Called the Chinese Exclusion Act where they banned Chinese people from America.
Oh, yeah.
White people never faced that.
And then
yeah, exactly.
No, I mean, there's like Irish people or something.
And just
like
recently,
immigrants, I guess.
And just recently, there was the Muslim ban, and she's trying to say that white people are the most discriminated against. When have white people ever been banned from entering a country?
Yeah, exactly. Just... And look at our president right now. I feel like he's kind of.
Our president literally just like... told a. She literally just told another politician to go back like to their own country or something.
Yeah, like what kind of politics is that? Like somebody standing up for their beliefs, so you tell them to go back to their own country. And like the funny part is, like those are all like American citizens. So America is their country, right? Yes, they're already there.
It's a AOC.
America is a country of immigrants.
Exactly.
A country built by immigrants, a country for immigrants.
She's not even, she's from America. And I'm pretty sure she's of like Puerto Rican descent, which is also like America.
An American colony.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's just sad. And that's our president saying
that.
And then there's people that blindly follow and they're like, oh yeah, go back to your own country. Yeah. You don't like it here, go back. And that's just, like, that's not even.
It's the fucking.
It's
a fucking old white people on Twitter with their MAGA. Think about
that. That's just a terrible argument. If you don't like it, go back. Like you're not allowed to disagree with America at all, or disagree with the way it works here, or the way the government is at all. If you don't like the government, if you don't like America, go back.
That's why America was built, so people could escape prosecuting governments. I think that's a word.
Prosecuting, yeah.
That's,
I think it's like persecuting.
Not prosecuting.
It'd be like under the law.
Going to court, bro.
No, yeah, that's true. And saying that argument also, if you like look back in history, it's like the government isn't always right, and it's okay to disagreeing with the government is good. Like arguing, making arguments, fighting against it, like fighting, it's good because
if there's no push against the government, the government will just control you.
The government will control us if we don't try to. Like we should be like in charge of the government, kind of not like.
I don't trust the government.
We should have
the
say. But we shouldn't just blindly follow. Got a question.
And like another thing is like everybody says Donald Trump is stupid, and I mean he does have certain mannerisms where he acts kind of stupid, right? But I feel like he may not be stupid. I feel like he uses this like rhetoric and this facade kind of on purpose just to connect with like that far right kind of audience. And like he's just being an opportunist. Like there's stuff in the past where like he's agreed with like Democratic policies or like
he knows what he's doing.
Democratic Party. He knows what he's doing. He's really, I don't think he's that stupid.
If anything, I mean he might be like he's definitely like ignorant. He's not stupid.
Before we trigger any of the audience, I just want to say I'm neither liberal nor conservative.
Oh, I don't care who I trigger, but I agree. Yeah. I'm definitely not like one way or the other.
I definitely want to trigger the toxic people.
Well, I don't care. I think it's just open discussion. Like people,
yeah,
it's okay to discuss these things.
Exactly, and I think that's the bad part.
It's okay, especially for us because we're right. And
no, I can't even say that we're right or they're wrong.
I mean, I feel like everybody has their own viewpoints, but I feel like most Americans kind of, none of them are like far left or like far right or like even identify with like a specific party. I feel like most of us like have our own set of beliefs and it usually like lands somewhere close to the center, right? But like today's politics are just trying to push further in each direction and they're like dividing us more than bringing us together.
Yeah, today's politics are so polarized. It's crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
I got heated a little bit right there. Hold on. I'm sorry. I like talking about politics. It's a good discussion, but I get really heated whenever I talk about it.
I forgot what I was going to say. Going off of those messages that the one person sent. Remember during Pride Month, all the fucking tweets that were like, "Oh, if the LGBTQ community gets a month, then why don't our soldiers?"
Oh, that's fucking just annoying.
Hate tweets. Like, I know those soldiers? Are so.
Well, I mean,
they already have a month.
And, they have a whole holiday.
Basically, Pride Month was founded because people that are part of the LGBTQ cute community. I always stutter whenever I talk. Because they face so much persecution pretty much all of eternity until, like, just like in our lives, has there been I don't know how to put this into words.
I get what you're saying. They're just like, they've just been, I mean, everyone just hates gay people.
It hasn't been, yeah.
There's always been discrimination.
It hasn't been until our lifetime, until being a part of the LGBTQ community was accepted. And even now, there's still people.
There's a lot of people that are still like homophobic. Yeah. And it's like, and people think that it's different.
Disgusting.
It's just like, there's racist, even like, I don't understand how people who have been people that have been like discriminated against in the past, like their people, can hate on another people or discriminate against those people because they shouldn't. Exactly. I don't know. It just doesn't make sense to me. Like a lot of people in like the African American community and the Mexican community, there's a lot of homophobic people in those communities, and I feel like all of these communities that are being what's the word, like put down or discriminated against, I guess. They shouldn't be fighting against each other. They shouldn't be hating on each other and building more hate. They need to like accept each other. I just don't understand why we can't accept each other as people now. Like,
yeah,
how there's so much hate.
And I mean, you don't even have to like agree with something or accept it in a certain way. Like I can even speak for like the Indian or Asian community. Like many, there's a lot of homophobia in that community as well. But I feel like, even if you don't necessarily agree or accept, I'm not saying you have to, but I feel like you should live and let live. You know what I mean? Like, you don't need to, like, who are you to tell somebody else how to live, right? You can have your own set of beliefs, but you can't force it on someone else. Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
yeah, I feel like Christians are the worst about that. They're so judgmental, whereas their whole belief system is to be loving for everybody.
It's not all Christians, right? It's just like these
it's not all
hypocritical Christians.
Yeah, it's definitely not all. It's just the stuff that blows up is from a very small percentage that's very extreme.
That's how it is with a lot of things.
Yeah, exactly. That's how it is with everything nowadays, because that's the stuff that pops out at us. So that's the stuff that gets publicized. That's not like, even if you look at like Muslims, like you see all like everybody looks at them as if they're terrorists or something like that. But if you look at the percentage, it's such a small percentage. It doesn't even come close to like accurately reflecting any religion for that matter. And I feel like many people use religion to just use their own like propaganda or what they want to do. But I feel like they're kind of manipulating the religion just to like fit their set of beliefs or whatever they're
exactly
trying to
achieve. People they take parts and pieces of like religion and things like that. They don't follow like all of it. They'll just, I mean, I know a lot of people, they'll hate gays but they have sex before marriage. Like, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, exactly. They use that to justify it, but they may not truly like fully follow it, or that may not even like accurately represent the religion.
They're using it
sort
to
of use it.
Promote their own. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I saw this tweet. It said, meet Brad.
What? You're talking about what was it?
It said, no, it's actually kind of
relevant. Oh, okay.
It said, meet Brad. He thinks immigrants should go back to their own countries because they're illegal. Yet he drinks underage, drives while he's under the influence, and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, see, it's just people are hypocritical, like, and people...
Yeah, I think everybody's a hypocrite, though.
They are hypocrites. I mean, everyone is.
I'm definitely a hypocrite.
I don't know, man. I got a lot to say about this stuff, but I don't got time to say it. I don't know. I just thought it's even like,
I think we're about 40 minutes in, so we have about 20 minutes.
I don't know. I can't even like
go for it, Darian.
No, not even this. There's just like a bunch of topics that but okay, I'm all right.
Here we can switch to get something fresh.
Yeah, stick my finger in her pussy, then if my finger wet and it don't have a smell to it, I might eat her ass if she asks. Because you to clean for me to give a fuck? Wait, what?
What is this?
Her ass if she asks. Because you too clean for me to give a fuck. Oh. Wait, I still don't understand.
Why? I thought I understood it. It kind of makes sense.
I don't know why I just read that out loud either, but I thought it was interesting. Shoddy, yes, we do sell taco seasoning water. And I'm just reading tweets off of my timeline.
I feel like I have the strangest timeline. Because it'll be like random girls retweeting relationship tweets. It'll be guys talking about how they, I don't know. I noticed recently there's been some porn in my timeline, but I don't know why people decide to retweet porn.
I know exactly.
I'll be in class sometimes, and then I'll just see porn pop up on the timeline.
I'm okay with horny tweets that are just words, but I mean, I'm not trying to see a girl getting fucked by, like...
What tweet did you just read? My girl cheat on me. I don't care. I just washed that pussy off. I still need that. Okay, I get that one.
Wait, is that what it said?
Oh, wait.
No,
oh,
that's not it.
Oh, stick my finger in her pussy. Then if my and don't I might. Yeah, I don't really.
No, I just saw that.
I don't really. As well.
I don't even know what. Just got all right, yeah. Oh no, I hate people retweet the stupid.
Here's a broad topic. Here's a very broad topic. What would you want your futures?
Wait, I can't hear you. What'd you say?
Like, yeah, kind of distorted.
What would I do in a few years past college?
I like college, I guess.
What do I want to do?
Where would you like to see yourself?
I feel like
5 years after you graduate from college, where would you like to see yourself?
After graduating?
Yeah, college. Not high school. High school sucked.
I don't know. I guess I'd like to... I want to be a therapist. Maybe have my own like office. Patients be like, kind of come in and be like,
if we're friends, could I still see you as a therapist? Today?
I don't know if that's allowed.
Damn it.
Oh, we could do it. I feel like that is.
You could do it on the side. Maybe,
yeah, you could definitely. I could definitely talk to you.
Yeah, you could do it on the side.
I don't know if I.
I feel like now you're.
Wait, probably with friends you can. Maybe not, just not like family. Or
yeah, not relatives. Because
how do they know we're friends?
Yeah.
But I feel like even now you're pissed.
I'm pretty much your therapist.
Yeah, like in the right now.
How?
I don't know. Every time, like, I have something fucked up happen in my life or something, or I don't know. I'm feeling some type of way. Y'all are probably the. I don't know. Yeah, you're one of the first people I like talk to about it.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That makes really me happy. Wholesome moment. You know, actually, no physical contact with the patient. Nah, you can't be friends with the therapist.
Damn, no physical contact. No physical contact.
I can't even touch.
What if they come in and say, "Hey, my husband, he's just been lacking in the bedroom. You just want to say, hey, girl." I'll show you what you're missing out on.
Until you're done treating her, or done.
Isn't there like a movie about that where like. Some woman seeing a therapist and they like fall in love, but they can't.
Yeah, that's actually a thing that happens. It's called what's it called? Falling in love with your therapist is like. There's a word for it. I'll look it up. Okay, you can. Transference. It's like you're. Feelings are like transferred onto the therapist. Like, so you basically fall in love with your therapist.
Which, I feel like I would do that.
It's kind of cool. Maybe I'll get some.
I just want somebody to love me.
Or some guys. Yeah, I think there probably is like a movie like that. I don't know. There's like that happens in like shows. I've seen shows.
It's yeah, like, I feel like I've seen some type of movie about that.
Dude, there's one I'm thinking of, but I can't remember what. And the guy was about to go kill the therapist, but then he found out. What was that?
No, every time I do, oh. have you all seen like a romantic movie recently?
Yeah.
I feel like every time I watch one, I have a bad habit of guessing the plot, and I'm always right.
Yeah, they're usually pretty predictable.
Yeah.
But it's still sweet. I don't care.
Like every time I but just have no, to watch usually the first watch 5 minutes
like with a girl or something.
Yeah, that's...
I'm like I know what's gonna happen. guy is gonna fall in love with her, even though he's a cool kid and she's a little nerdy girl, and she's gonna somehow. It's just always the same stuff.
Like I watched The Notebook. It was actually a while back, but I remember I went into it not really knowing anything. Like I knew it was like a bigger movie in that genre, but I didn't really know the plot, like the plot or anything. But after the first 5 minutes, I said, "All right, here's the plot," and at the end, I was completely right.
There's always a big fight somewhere. Like it seems like they're not going to be together, and they somehow make up and they're together forever. So we just spoiled every romantic movie.
I have not seen a single movie recently at all.
Like
I feel like theaters? I was so disappointed with the last movie that I actually watched that I can't watch movies anymore.
In theaters or like just at all?
In general.
Like Netflix or anything?
Yeah.
What was the last movie you watched?
It was Us.
Us?
Yeah, I was expecting that.
I never watched it.
I won't spoil it. But I was expecting it to be such a good movie because it was directed by Jordan Peele, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And he made Get Out, and Get Out was really good. But this movie is
just a funny guy. He's a pretty smart dude. I feel like it would be a good movie too. You didn't like it?
Maybe the plot just went over my head because I'm retarded, but I don't know. It just lacked plot, and I don't know. It just didn't have any meaning, to be honest. It was a very bland movie.
It's probably just like metaphorical, kind of like stuff meant other things. I don't know.
Plus, I
wouldn't know because I haven't seen it.
So. I hate jump scares, and there are like 4 or 5 jump scares in it. So that was already supposed to be scary. It's like a 3.
I've been watching a lot of scary movies lately.
Scary's fine, but if there's jump scares, always get me. I always jump.
I love jump scares because they're scary.
Yeah, I like hate jumping stuff. Though. I don't like to be caught off guard.
Dude, it's part of the experience. It's like a rush kind of. You're just like, oh.
Yeah, I hate it. That's the only reason I watch movies like that. Just if I want to.
No, like, what the like scary movie? If there's one jump scare, I'm like, I start preparing myself for the next one, and I start trying to predict it. Edge.
Dude, it's suspenseful.
But it that's still gets you sometimes, though. Like,
yeah,
even if you know it's coming, you'll hear the music building up. It's like, it still gets you every time. I'm like,
I don't like being caught off guard.
Well, keep the fucking thing on you, then you won't get caught lacking.
Yeah, then I'll pull it out and shoot at the movie screen.
Hey, don't talk about it in the movies, dude. That's actually not cool.
That's so bad. Speaking of movies though, if y'all have seen if y'all are on Netflix, watch American Gangster. That's a really good movie. Like American I watched that kind of recently. That was an amazing movie. It's like a modern day Scarface kind of.
I've been to the theaters a couple times lately. I saw Spider-Man was so fucking good. Scarface is a classic.
Scarface and Top Gun, best movies ever made.
Everyone I haven't even seen Top Gun. I'm not gonna lie. I've seen The Godfather though.
Tom Cruise is daddy.
Tom Cruise
is a very attractive man.
I watched a movie on Netflix. It was called Death at a Funeral. It had like some of the best like black comedians ever. Like there was like Martin Lawrence was in it, Chris Rock. Who else?
Chris Rock's actually considered a legend now. I think.
Well, he definitely is.
Dave Chappelle.
No, I wish Dave Chappelle was in it, but I don't think he's really like a...
Bro, I want him to make like more stuff. He had, like, yeah, big. He's such a cool guy.
He's not a big actor, though, I feel like. He's just like a comedian. Chris Rock, Martin Lawrence, Tracy Morgan. There was a lot of funny guys in this. I can't even remember. Oh, Danny Glover was in it from Lethal Weapon. He's old.
Danny Glover?
Not Donald Glover.
Yeah. I was going to say, Donald Glover and Childish Gambino, I swear they're the same person. They look exactly
the same person. They are the same person, bro.
No.
They're not. Really? I said that's not they were the same person.
No, they're not. It's
bro, Donald Glover has shorter hair.
Yeah.
So how are they the same person?
Bro, what the fuck? I didn't think they were, and then I was like, nah, bro, these two people are the same person. Are they like... Bro, look at the... Holy shit, I just pulled up a picture. Bro, they're the same fucking person. Y'all are fucking with me.
Wait, let me look it up now.
Bro, they're the same person.
There's no way they're the same person.
Donald Glover.
Yeah, no, they are the same person. All right, I'll just have me tripping.
But Charles Gambino's an artist. Donald Glover's an actor and a comedian.
No, that's just his rapper name, bro. They're the same person.
No, somebody can't be that talented.
No, bro. Right? y'all mess with my mind right there.
You can't be a good comedian, a good actor, and a good artist. They're hogging up the gene pool. Yeah.
Dang. I wish I was talented.
Somebody like that is the reason why I'm such a piece of shit, I guess. I have no talent.
Dude, you're awesome. You have a lot of talents. Don't ever say that about yourself again. You gave us the idea to do this podcast, and it was fun. It was a fun hour.
Yeah, if we're still feeling it, we can go over. Doesn't matter.
All right.
But, oh yeah, Siobhan, where would you like to see yourself in 5 years after you graduate?
To be honest, like, I don't really know the answer to that question, but, like, I just want to own my own business one day, like, preferably something to do with, like, cars or, like, vehicles, because I really like that, but if not, I mean, I hope that I just have, like, a good, stable job that, like, I enjoy at least somewhat. Yeah. And,
I mean, even if you have a stable job, have that stable job, that can be, like, a foundation to pursue your dream.
Yeah, exactly, and I think that it's good to, like, get a job for at least a little while first, just, like, learn how, like, stuff works, all that, and then you can branch off and do your own thing rather than just starting with, like, no idea what's going on.
Yeah, like, people think once you get a job, like, you're stuck with that, but no, it's pretty much, like, you can use it as that, you can be stuck with that if you have that mindset or if you, you know, really like your job, but you can also pursue your dreams on the side.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna put on Friends on my TV.
But
you can't hear it, right?
Nah.
All right.
It isn't 5 years. Hopefully, I want to. I don't know. I guess my dream is to be a producer or bigger artist and have a name for myself. But
that'll be awesome.
If not that. I don't know. I guess some job in the engineering field. Because I like math. Math is fun.
Damn, I used to like math.
If I had a dream. I calculus. I don't know, I really like writing too, but I could go into like writing, but I just didn't want to major in like anything like
that. Yeah, I think I used to be really good at writing, and then somehow I just
stopped being good at writing. I love writing, but then I don't like writing classes because I'm given topics I have to write about. I love writing when it's like creative writing, like where I can just write and like write what I want to, not when I'm given like a topic that I had to write about Holocaust denial. I didn't want to write about
that. I had this one teacher that would let us, like, as long as we met the word requirement, we could pick any topic and anywhere with it. And it was really fun, actually.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
I could definitely do that, but I would write a lot.
Yeah, same.
I think, Pierce, you were in that class, I'm pretty sure. Miss Paga let us do that in, like, 7th
grade. That was really fun.
R.I.P. And,
Yeah, that's really sad.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. She was so young.
Anyways, we're about to hit an hour, so do you have anything else to add? So I got a shitload of homework that's due at midnight.
Nah, I got nothing else to say.
Yes?
I don't think. Oh, yeah, go, if you're listening to this.
Ladies, go follow my Instagram. It's pierce.th. Follow my Twitter. It's my full name without any vowels. You know.
Yeah, you all can, just the ladies if you're listening.
Let me know if 4 inches is, let me know if 4 inches is enough. But I don't know. It's that's been in my head for a while now.
Yeah, and of course, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe, and share.
Yeah,
and go stream.
Leave any review, even if it's Slayer. Negative, in the five star reviews. We only read the five star reviews.
We talk a lot of shit about this. I know this fucking sucked.
Yeah, talk as much shit as you want. We're gonna talk shit back the next podcast, so just be expecting it. But we can also use it to learn.
Yeah.
This was fun though. So.
Yeah, leave any really reviews fun. With a 5-star rating because I'm not gonna read it. 1, 2, 3, or 4, only 5 stars. So even if it's negative, leave a 5-star.
Yep, A for effort. We should get an A for effort.
Yeah. We literally have no podcast experience. We just talk a lot and we thought maybe other people would enjoy hearing our. Yeah, pretty much. You just listen to people talk.
Yeah, it might be a little bit more structured than this, but like we'll get there.
Ours was so unstructured, but
we were just like going with it. But that's all right.
It's fine. All right. Next
podcast, we're gonna have Travis Scott on to perform at halfway through, like 35-minute mark.
Yeah, if you're listening to this, Travis, we want you on here.
I don't know if we can get him, but we're gonna try. So no promises. So you don't get mad if we don't get him, but he might be here. So make sure you tune in.
Yeah. First person to listen, they get a Lambo too.
Oh, okay, no, that's not true. Don't we're about to get sued.
We're gonna get sued. Never mind. Scratch that.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that was fun talking to y'all though.
Yeah.
I gotta go.
All right. Thank you for listening, everybody. Stay tuned next week. Goodbye.
Culture class.
See y'all.